What was the refrain you were saying in the psalm? Do you remember? That's great. Look at that. That's great. I was sitting over there thinking, do we mean this? You know, I guess we do. We all remembered it. I will praise you because you have rescued me. Now, we have this story about this royal official. Means he was working for the king. Let me maybe take a few minutes. I gotta watch it. See, this promise in Isaiah, we're in 65 in Isaiah, so we're close to the end of the whole prophecy. And I will create Jerusalem to be a joy and its people to be a delight. It still hasn't happened. We're still waiting for that. And we should pray for it. So much right now is beginning to center and circle around Jerusalem. And we'll see more. The Lord is not finished with Jerusalem or with the Jewish people. Now in this text, we have another healing at a distance. You'll notice when you go through the Gospels that nearly every, maybe every, healing at a distance is of a pagan's child. The Syrophoenician woman, the centurion's son. It was the Gospel's way of saying, don't worry if you weren't there in Galilee when Jesus was there. He heals from wherever he is with the Father. Heals us now. Because that's who he is. So he doesn't have to be living in your town to heal you. But he has to be living in your heart. And that's what all this is about here. And the man believed, and his whole household. That was normal in that part of the world. Everybody was followed the faith of the head of the household. You know, he worshiped this god or that god. And so they just followed suit when he began to believe in Jesus. They said, okay, we'll all believe in Jesus. And I'm sure the Holy Spirit helped them to do that. Why is this text here for us? Here we are, beginning the fourth week in Lent. And at the head of the week, we have this story about the healing of this royal official's little boy. Why? What would you think of, you know? You see, it's people are getting ready to be baptized, right? And surely they're asking, is anything going to happen? I mean, I'm sure they're going to put me in water and the priest, the bishop is going to say so. Yes. The Lord works from heaven. He's always living to make intercession for us. This is not just some sort of game we're playing to help ourselves feel good. This is the truth. And Jesus Christ, the Lord, who is in heaven, worshipped by saints and angels, there with the Father, he's also right here with us. And he will feed us on his glorious and risen body and blood. And so, as we're getting ready now to be there, we're all baptized, but there'll be people baptized, I would suppose, certainly received into the church. And we take it for granted. Why don't you take a look and say, what's happening there? Can I see anything? Can I see any difference? Sometimes you can, you know. I remember, it just occurred to me when I said that. One of the women in Jerusalem, she was the head librarian for the country. Brilliant woman. And she became a Christian. And I was there. It was the other priest, a Benedictine, who had sort of worked with her and but I was a friend of hers as well. And so at the baptism, I was there. And as he poured water, her head was over like this, her whole face just changed. Like something took over her. And it was very impressive to see. Jesus acted, and I saw him act. That's why we pray for healing. That's what the sacraments are. They're Jesus acting through his glorified, divinized body now. He doesn't want to be apart from us. He wants to be with us. And so this gospel is to say, if you don't think he's at a distance, he's not. There he was. He was in Cana, and the other guy was in Capernaum. That's a day and a half walk, or a little more, maybe. And all Jesus said to him was, go, your son will live. And the man believed him. The man believed him. Now, do we do that? See, we're inundated with all that. We're going to receive the body and blood of the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Are we ready? You see what I mean? The fight for us is against routine. I'm going to go to Mass. I got to go early Monday. It's okay, you're here. But there's splendors going on all around us. There's probably 1,000 angels in this chapel right now. They don't take up any room. There could be 2,000. But they're here because the Lord is going to consecrate this bread and wine and make it his body and blood. He will be physically here and feed us. And the angels will be here to adore him and to help us pay attention, our poor little minds. You know, 10 minutes from now, where's your head going to be? Nobody knows. Let's really pray. And let's be alert and ask the angels who are here to help us. Because now our Lord is not going to work at the distance. He's going to give us his body and blood and the bread and wine to heal us, to touch us, to change us, and to guarantee that he will be joined to us forever in heaven.